This is 101.1 FM WBRULP WFOOLP WVVX LP Providence. It's about 7 o'clock on a Friday evening, and you are tuned to the Beat Surrender. All right. Welcome back, friends, to another fab episode of the Beat Surrender. We are closing out April with episode 8 of this very fine 7th season. And tonight we're going to celebrate springtime. Yeah, you know, April showers, May flowers, and everything in between. We're going to do it all. All right. My name is Dan, and I will be your host for the next hour. And even though spring may finally be in bloom, it will not distract me from bringing you the best in classic punk, post-punk, proto-punk, cow-punk, power-pop, garage rock, alt-country, ska, new wave, and even a taste of some of the new stuff that speaks to the old stuff. All right, on tonight's show, we have new music from Real Estate. We have the latest edition of This Week in Punk Rock History, and we have a garden full of classic jams, just like this one.
to do on grass. It would shock you to the things we used to do on grass.
On 101.1 FM, you are listening to The Beat Surrender, and that was the Jesus and Mary Chain, rounding out our first set of spring-related songs. Yeah, we're going to do our best to ring in the springtime, now that the sun has finally emerged here in New England. All right, and we covered a lot of ground in that first set, yeah. From birds, to trees, to grass, and of course, the April skies. Yeah, that was from the Jesus and Mary Chain's second album, Dark Lands, from 1987. All right. XTC before that, with a song about that stuff I need to start thinking about mowing. Yeah, grass. Yep, and Grass is from their 9th studio album, Skylarking, produced by Todd Rundgren and released in 1986. And, hey, XTC is coming to town next week. Yeah. Well, not exactly. it is XTC, but it is spelled EXTC. Yeah. But the band is led by Terry Chambers, XTC's original drummer, and they are playing all the XTC songs we've been dying to see performed live for 40 years. Yeah, since the early 80s when band leader Andy Partridge swore off touring because of a case of debilitating stage fright. But not to worry, this new entity has been approved by Mr. Partridge, and hey, he even named them. Yeah, that was his idea. So yes, XTC, EXTC, is playing the Met in Pawtucket on Monday, April 29th. So this coming Monday. And yeah, sounds like that could be a lot of fun. All right. And speaking of Todd Rundgren, he's going to be at the Strand in Providence on May 6th. Yeah. So how about that? Pretty cool there. All right. Hey, before XTC, we heard from Belly, led by Rhode Island native Tanya Donnelly. And with their biggest hit, Feed the Tree, from their debut album, Star, from 1993. All right. And we kicked off the show with the Icicle Works and their classic, Birds Fly, from their self-titled debut from 1984. All right. Hey, cool opening set. Yeah, downright springy, if you ask me. All right. And let's keep the spring vibes going as we turn to some new music. Yep. The New Jersey band Real Estate released their 6th album back in February on Domino Records. It's called Daniel. Now, Real Estate is known for doing that jangly power pop thing we love here at the Beat Surrender, taking their inspiration from bands like Big Star, REM, and fellow New Jerseyites, the Feelies. Yeah. And this new record really showcases those influences. Fred Thomas of AllMusic says, quote, "This is Real Estate at their best, giving us the same bright and bittersweet indie perfection as always, only better with age and experience." All right. Hey, in keeping with our springtime theme tonight, let's hear the song called Flowers. All right. Hey, ladies and germs, stomp your hands, clap your feet for some new music from Real Estate.
I'm Called you the highest.
101.1 FM, Brown Student and Community Radio. This is The Beat Surrender, and we started that set with new music from Real Estate, from their sixth studio album called Daniel, released in February on Domino Records. We heard a great little tune called Flowers. Yeah. And then we kept things on the floral side of spring. Yeah. Yeah, we'll deal with the rain later. Yeah, the Psychedelic Furs did their own song called Flowers. And that was from their self-titled debut album from 1980. Yeah, a little darker, a little gothier, punkier than the later Furs, I think. Yeah. Yeah, real good stuff. Ween followed with what was probably their biggest hit, Push the Little Daisies, from their third album, Pure Guava, from 1992. Yeah, Gene and Dean Ween from New Hope, Pennsylvania. Yeah, you gotta love those dudes. All right. Hey, the AV Club had a great take on the song. They said, quote, "There's something undeniable about the madness of Push the Little Daisies, with its roots in alternative nation, open-mindedness, pop subversion, and lots of drugs." Yeah, it's crazy catchy too, even as it's deliberately annoying. Yeah, spot on all counts. All right. Winter Hours closed out the set with Hyacinth Girl, a personal favorite of mine and a fitting end to the set, since we started with a current jangle pop band from New Jersey in Real Estate. Yeah, yeah. Winter Hours rode that early REM wave to modest heights in the 1980s, but they hit the spot for me with Hyacinth Girl and the whole Wait Till the Morning EP from 1986 being my gateway into the band. All right. Hey, you know what time it is. It is time for This Week in Punk Rock History. And this week, we are going back to April 17th, 1984. REM have released their second full-length album. It's called Reckoning. And like last year's Murmur and the Chronic Town EP from 1982, this record was also produced by Mitch Easter and Don Dixon, and once again will be released on IRS Records. After their debut album, Murmur, received critical acclaim, REM quickly began working on their second album. They wrote new material prodigiously. Guitarist Peter Buck recalled, quote, "We were going through this streak where we were writing two good songs a week." Now, because of the many new songs, Buck unsuccessfully tried convincing everyone to make this album a double album. Now, with Reckoning, Dixon and Easter wanted to capture the energy of REM's live sound by making the guitars sound more like they did in concert. But initially, they met resistance from both the band and the label. However, by the time REM started recording, Dixon said the group, quote, "wanted to rock out a bit more." And songs like Harbor Coat, Pretty Persuasion, Second Guessing, and Little America speak to this new rocking live sound. Early reviews are overwhelmingly positive, including Joe Sasfi from the Washington Post, who feels that the songs on the album, quote, "trump even Murmur's outstanding songwriting." And he goes on to say that, quote, "there isn't an American band worth following more than REM." 101.1 FM. You are tuned to the Beat Surrender. And we began that set with R.E.M. Yes, their second album, Reckoning, celebrates 40 years this month. Yeah. And we heard the first single from the album, South Central Rain. Yeah. And from there, the rain continued to fall throughout the set. Yeah. Husker Du left us standing in the rain from their final studio album, Warehouse Songs and Stories, from 1987. A double album full of punk pop goodness. All right. The True Believers followed with The Rain Won't Help You When It's Over from their self-titled debut from 1986. Another personal favorite of mine. Yeah, Alejandro Escovedo. How have I not played more from him and his many guises over the years? Yeah, yeah, that should be illegal. But yeah, such a long and storied career. He got his start in the San Francisco punk band The Nuns, who opened for the Sex Pistols on their infamous final show in 1978. Yeah, and then he went on to form a cowpunk pioneers, Rank and File, in the early 80s with Chip and Tony Kinman. And then in the mid-80s, he formed the True Believers with his brother Javier. And they put out one album and had a second one recorded and ready to go. But, you know, due to the usual record company fiasco stuff, it didn't get released until 1994, long after the band had called it quits. Yeah. Now, since the early 90s, Escovedo has been putting out solo records regularly that have been so consistently good. It's crazy. Yeah, yeah. He is a living legend, friends, and that is not hyperbole. All right. All right. Hey, Guadalcanal Diary closed out the set. That set of April, it just closed out the April showers portion of the show, yes, with Pray for Rain from their second long player, Jamboree, from 1986. All right. Hey, let's keep things rolling. And you know what? I lied to you when I said that we were done with rain songs. Because here's one more.
Oh,
101.1 FM, this is The Beat Surrender, and that was The Suburbs. Yes, from the fine town of Minneapolis, doing Spring Came, from their very fine double album, Credits in Heaven, released in 1981 on the formidable Twin Tone record label. Yes, home to the Early Replacements and Early Soul Asylum, among others. Yeah. Now, I always found The Suburbs as a cool mix of Talking Heads and Roxy Music, you know, a little nervy, a little funky, and proudly carrying the torch for Midwestern New Wave. Yeah, all right. Hey, before that, we heard from the Go-Betweens, showering us with some spring rain. Yeah, and that was from their fourth album, Liberty Bell and the Black Diamond Express from 1986. And it was also part of one of my favorite movies from the 1980s. Something Wild. Yes, you remember that one, right? All right. Jeff Daniels, Melanie Griffith, Ray Liotta. Yes, a classic in my book. All right. But you know what? The song was left off the soundtrack for some inane reason. Yes, along with some other choice tunes that appeared in the movie. So some bad decision-making there, I think. All right. But hey, you know what's not a bad decision? Checking out our Instagram and Facebook pages. Yeah, we have a little fun over there, so head on over when you get a chance and have yourself a look-see. All right. Hey, we've reached that time once again when we must wave goodbye. But before we do, let's play one more spring-related song, and hey, let's celebrate a birthday while we're at it. Chris Mars, drummer for The Replacements, turns 62 today. Yes, April 26th. Yeah. So let's go out with a song from the Mats. And you know, we've played a lot of songs about the rain tonight, but we haven't yet mentioned thunder. So how about one good dose of thunder as we close things out? Yes, from 1985's Tim LP, let's bid adieu with the Replacements. So, till next time, this has been the Beat Surrender on 101.1 FM, WBRULP, WFOOLP, WVVX, LP Providence. All right, hey, it only takes a little till you need a ton.